Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. Under the radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Now, today we want to talk about the banking sector, and in particular, the digital banking sector, which has gained traction in recent years. Now, you may be familiar with Grab and Singtel's GXS, C Group's Meribank, as well as StanChart and FairPrice Group's TrustBank. But aside from these banks catering to retail customers, Singapore has also two wholesale digital banks, namely N Group's Anex Bank and Greenlink Digital Bank, which cater to SMEs and non-retail customers. But what is the wholesale banking landscape like right now, and how are industry players positioning themselves to gain a foothold in this field? And what do the recent volatilities in the banking sector mean for wholesale banks targeting SMEs? Now, for more, let's pose these questions to Anex Bank. Anex Bank's CEO Sumei To joins me on the show. Sumei, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tian Tian.
Great to have you on board. And Sumei, some of us might know of Anex Bank as this wholly owned entity of N Group, but appreciate if you could share with us more about Anex Bank, your value proposition and business model.
We are a wholly owned subsidiary of N Group, and at the same time, we are also a very, very local startup. Almost 95% of our people are local, and this is definitely a sweet spot to be in because it allows us to leverage on N Group's deep bench of technologies and experiences in digital financial services, while also having a very thorough and deep understanding of the local and regional markets in Southeast Asia. And that would enable us to innovate fast. Anex Bank's mission is to provide financial services and to make it accessible and effortless for SMEs, especially those engaging in cross-border business. And we believe that the next generation of financial services is at being exactly where the SMEs are doing their business digitally. And in doing so, we come to serve even more SMEs while accelerating fintech innovation and financial inclusion, and then at the same time, hopefully, to put our little red dot on the global map. As we are also about to celebrate our first year anniversary, in less than 3 weeks, actually, it's timely to reflect if we have been on the right track. And I'm also proud to share that what we have set out to do has resonated with the market, and about 77% of our business account users are micro businesses, and they also make up like 50% of our business loan users. And we have been seeing actually a positive month-on-month growth since our launch in June last year.
Some good numbers from you, Sumei. And I understand Anex Bank, as you mentioned, focus mainly on regional, micro, small and medium enterprises, and in particular, those with cross-border operations. So what is the reason behind that focus? How many companies are on board? What kind of companies? Micro, small or medium enterprises?
Right. We believe that business models are evolving towards hybrid and digital first. So should financial services. And financial services have to evolve and be where SMEs are doing their businesses digitally. So digital banks are here to provide an alternative to SMEs looking to manage their day-to-day costs as another way to grow, you know, against the challenging economic environment. So this is evident by the strong demand for our digital financial services among the local SMEs in our first year of operation. And to broaden the SMEs' access to banking service, we have launched the Anex program for industry specialists and to work with platform partners through embedded financing collaboration. And this would actually help to improve SMEs or micro, small and medium enterprises' access to financial services. The ease of using digital banking services from application to day-to-day banking have also attracted a pretty diverse group of customers to date, from digital-first businesses to SMEs from industries that are not typically known to be digitalized. So a few examples would be building and construction as well as professional services.
I do want to take a look at the services that they are looking out for. You mentioned day-to-day as well as financing. So in terms of day-to-day, what are they looking for? And in terms of, you know, financing, what kind of loans are they taking up with you?
Right. On day-to-day running of their business operations, they will require a business account. And the Anex business account offers SMEs daily interest on account balances, which could help to defray some of the transaction-related fees, which are already competitive in the market. We have also released a preview of the Anex business loan during the Singapore FinTech Festival last November, and it is now available to the general SME community too, right? So through the ANEX business loan that has flexible repayment options, we have given the control back to the SMEs to manage their cash flow. We have also introduced an effortless and accessible way for SMEs to grow their business funds with our fixed deposit from as little as $5,000 with flexible tenures from as short as 1 month. Businesses can now make their money work harder with our competitive rates for US dollar and Singapore dollars fixed deposits.
Mm. And let's talk about industry positioning, Sumei. During the soft launch of ANEX Bank about a year ago, our sister publication, The Business Times, had asked whether ANEX Bank will compete with other banks and other fintech firms on interest rates. I believe that the answer back then was that ANEX Bank is not here to compete and create a price war. How would you then position and differentiate yourself in the digital banking industry?
And to reiterate that again, we are not competitor-focused. We are customer-focused. So we adopt an open and collaborative approach. We believe in joining hands with industry partners as well as public sector agencies to provide SMEs with financial services that are simpler, safer, and more rewarding. And we also believe that innovation would happen faster when we do it together, not just on our own. And that is the reason why we have launched the ANEX program for industry specialists, and we'll continue to expand the partnerships under this umbrella.
But I do want to take us back to earlier on when you mentioned the services that you have, and you said that the rates are pretty, even though you're not here to create a price war, right? The rates are pretty competitive. What is your secret sauce to be able to give out that rates then?
So being a digital bank, we are digital first. And our operating model is also digital end to end. So by doing that, by leveraging on this operating model, we are able to give the savings back to the SMEs through lower interest rate for loans.
Right. Let's talk about the wider business environment, Sumei. What is the number one trend in the wholesale digital banking industry right now? How does that influence the way in which you take the company forward as CEO?
Right. As we are targeting SMEs who have global ambitions and may be underserved by the traditional banking sector, we are paying close attention to trends such as growing digital economy in Southeast Asia, as well as the increasing trade activities, especially with China's reopening and economic recovery, right? So there's a lot of room for growth in the digital economy, in particular Southeast Asia. While the pandemic has largely accelerated the digital behavior or adoption amongst the consumers in the region, the SMEs are clearly lagging behind. So just to cite an example, in the case of Philippines, the SMEs play a vital role in the economy as they comprise of 99.5% of all businesses, and they employ about 63% of the workforce. However, the SMEs underperform, only accounting for 36% of value add to the economy. And this gap is expected to worsen if the SMEs are not able to re-pivot digitally, clearly lagging as economies and societies across the globe shift to new ways of doing business. And many barriers prevent the SMEs from reaching their full potential in the digital economy. Most obvious ones are poor internet infrastructure, digital skills, funding, as well as policy gaps, amongst others. But perhaps the most interesting barrier, and arguably the lowest hanging fruit, is the one that's related to the lack of innovation in the digital financial product space, addressing the specific needs of the SMEs. Mm. And this gap is where we hope to innovate and fill so that more and more SMEs can benefit from going digital.
And Sumei, on that note, we were talking quite a bit about cross-border transactions earlier on, and you're pretty focused on cross-border transactions for SMEs. Any trends you're watching out as far as cross-border transactions are concerned?
So with the increasing reopening of borders, particularly in China this year, we noticed an upward trend of cross-border transactions, which we have priced very competitively to encourage and support SMEs to expand abroad. While we also support the international growth of our local businesses, likewise, we welcome the overseas business owners' expansion into Singapore to diversify and also boost our local economy. And to help them set up business with ease, reducing time and expense, we are the first bank in Singapore to avail remote virtual onboarding for those based overseas with a registered business in Singapore. And this has proven to be very, very useful, in particular during the COVID period.
If you're just tuning in, we're now speaking to Sumei To, CEO of ANEX Bank. And meanwhile, Sumei, What do the recent volatilities in the banking sector mean for the global wholesale banking industry, as well as for ANEX Bank? Because you're focused on a particular customer segment, say SMEs, right? Because if we look back at what happened to SVB, that was its focus on tech startups. What happened to some of the other banks was its focus on high net worth individuals. So for you, any concerns?
First of all, the lesson learned for any banks, not just digital banks, is that the fundamentals must be sound and strong to withstand and manage risks and volatilities in the economy. Banks must also pay attention to diversifying their portfolios to better manage risk exposure. So for banks serving SMEs like ANEX, the customer portfolios are usually highly diversified. So earlier on, I also mentioned that, you know, we cover industries like building and construction, professional services, trade, wholesale and retail, both companies from the new economy as well as the old economy.
Sumei, just about a couple of months ago, we received news that Alibaba is splitting itself into six business groups. Some of the business groups are eyeing an IPO right now. Where does ANEX Bank fit in all of this? What does the split mean for ANEX Bank when it comes to funding? Does it have any bearing?
So first of all, Alibaba and Ant Group are two separate entities, and I'm not the right person to address this question.
No worries at all. But Sumei, let's take a look, a closer look at funding. Ant Group recently poured $188 million into ANEX Bank. How do you intend to make use of the money? I understand the company recently invested in Singapore's Proxterra. Tell us more about that and the importance of working with Proxterra as well.
The recent funding injection is to support the bank's ongoing operation needs. N Group's participation in Proxterra's funding series reflects our close alignment with Proxterra to simplify and amplify trade, as well as to increase market access for SMEs using technology to grow and scale. We look forward to working together and bridging market access and creating more opportunities for MSMEs through digitalization of trade as well as financing.
And before we let you go, Sumei, what are some of your immediate plans for ANEX Bank this year? What are some expansion plans, both within and outside of Singapore? What can we expect this year?
We have achieved a lot as a team in a short frame of 1 year. I might go as far as saying that we have been moving at such an accelerated pace that I still find it hard to believe on some days that we have successfully launched three products and one industry partnership initiative with more offerings lined up. But for whatever we have achieved, I just want to put it out there that it couldn't be possible without our people, customers, partners, and the support of regulators and our parent company. I've shared a lot today, many of which would have touched on what is ahead of us. But let me summarize it into three key points. First is to reinforce our DNA to be more customer obsessed than we already are. Stay tuned on the Advocate program, SME Friends of ANEX, to be launched in June. We're going to continue innovating in product offerings, at the same time, pay close attention on security and user experience on SMEs. And finally, expand our services to more regional SMEs to aid their digital and globalization ambition.
And please let us be the first to know when you announce your plans. Thanks a lot, Sumei. That was Sumei To, CEO of ANEX Bank. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.